Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with Emily Dugan. She is the digital marketing intern here at the NATO Association of Canada. Emily has a Bachelor's of Arts from Wilfrid Laurier University. She is currently attending a postgraduate program at George Brown College, where she studies digital marketing. She is actively engaged in municipal and provincial politics, with a strong interest in climate change policies. She is a strong supporter and ally of LGBT rights and an advocate for women's advancement in the executive level. I'd like to start off by thanking you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And I'd like to begin by asking you to discuss your background along with the work that you're currently doing here at the NATO Association of Canada.
So I grew up in Waterloo. I studied psychology there at Wilfrid Laurier University. Then I wasn't sure really where that was going to take me. I didn't see a career in academia, so I bridged marketing with psychology, which at first felt like a jump, but I soon learned that it was a really good foundation for marketing. So I currently live in Toronto studying marketing at George Brown College downtown. And here at the NATO Association, I work very closely with Marissa Breeze, who is our media and marketing coordinator. Together, we collaborate and we launch different marketing campaigns for the events that different program directors are organizing. We ensure our brand is projected in a way that represents the establishment. Brand continuity is very important, so Marissa and I keep a close eye on that. We manage the social media accounts together and ensure that they are released in a timely manner that respects our brand again, and it's been a really fun experience so far.
I have to mention that over the past few months, I've had the privilege of working closely with you and Marissa, and I've been extremely impressed with your work ethic, along with the quality of work that is produced in terms of managing our social media, in terms of producing videos, and in terms of ensuring that our brand and our label is recognized. I've had a tremendous amount of feedback from diplomats and from my contacts stating that they're impressed with the videos. Recently, you have released a few videos that you worked on, and one of the most recent videos is the one that you worked closely on with Marissa, but you executed the video, and it's currently on our YouTube channel, and it's for our upcoming event, which is happening on the 11th and the 12th of October, and that's our 62nd ATA General Assembly. Can you please discuss the process that you went through while working on successfully putting together this video?
Yes, it was a really rewarding but challenging project. We grabbed footage from other related topics for the video, so just promotional footage from Toronto, promotional footage from other events that NATO Association of Canada has been a part of. We put those together in a storyboard, so we just kind of curated the content in a way that made sense to the message of the video that we wanted. We wanted it to touch on our association, about the event itself, and about the glamour of Toronto, just because it is held in Toronto this year, so we want people to be excited about that as well. So once we had the footage, it was a process of getting the footage edited and put together in a way that made sense to the message of the video. And we chose sound clips to ride over the video. We had Robert actually record his voice to discuss the message and the mandate of the video and just to promote the event itself. And then once that was all put together, we just blended the footage all together and voila.
And I have to say that the video itself is very impressive.
Thank you.
And I encourage all of the diplomats, all of the delegates, all of the students, all of the listeners today to go on our website, go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, look at our upcoming events. We, as an association, put on a lot of events, roundtables, and successful networking forums throughout the year. So for anyone interested in networking and for anyone interested in becoming a member here at the NATO Association of Canada, we certainly do provide memberships. So again, the ATA is happening on the 11th and the 12th of October. For those interested in registering, you can just go on our website, go on the events section, and then click on the ATA GA General Assembly link, and you'll be able to register online. And now for all of our listeners tuning in today, what would you say have been the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you're currently doing here at our association?
I think for me, the rewarding and challenging aspects are kind of one and the same. There is always a lot to be aware of when it comes to the marketing. I come from a bit of a different background than a lot of the other people we work alongside with here. I don't have a strong background in politics, but I'm very passionate about marketing. So I've been learning a lot as I go about politics and about the message of our association, which has been a really humbling experience. But time management is very important. You're always facing deadlines to make sure things are met, or deadlines are met. And it's just, there's always more than one project on the go. So you're multitasking so many different things that you want to make sure are done, because it's projecting the message of our association and of other program directors. So you want to respect their needs too. So the challenging aspect comes from just managing that properly and efficiently, but the reward comes from when it's all done and executed well and people are very happy with the product that you produce. I've had a lot of great feedback because we work with a lot of great people here at the Native Association of Canada, and it's been a really, really rewarding experience.
And I want to mention that all of the program editors that we have here are so dedicated. Mm-hmm. Every day that I go to work, I'm inspired by the publications that are released, by the work that is done by our team. Everyone is so committed. Everyone is passionate. You can see that passion. You can see that drive. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to focus on promoting one's work. Mm-hmm. And that's why social media is crucial. Marketing plays an important role, because you can write an article. You can have a really good interview, but if no one reads that article or if no one listens to that interview, then your work doesn't get heard, your work doesn't get read. So I strongly emphasize the importance of marketing and the importance of social media. And in today's society, you see a lot of journalists rely on effective social media. And it plays a fundamental role when it comes to also, you know, supporting an association, supporting an organization. Obviously, you've had the opportunity to promote many publications that have been released over the past few months. So with that experience, for someone who's perhaps interested in pursuing a similar path as you have, someone who's interested in doing social media and becoming a digital copy editor and promoting the work of program editors, for someone who wants to do that potentially in the future, what would you say is the best advice that you can give to the young professionals and the youth who are considering that option?
Just that work ethic is so important in anything you do. Don't ever let your past... I didn't necessarily think that my past would bridge a future in marketing very well at first, and I realized with hard work it does pay off, and I actually realized that psychology does lay a good foundation for marketing. You understand people, you have a respect for the way people think and act and people's needs, and that's kind of what marketing is. It's storytelling. You want to make sure that whoever you're storytelling for is happy with what you're producing, and with hard work, no matter what background you come from, no matter what you've accomplished so far, you can always get ahead and you can always push yourself out of your comfort zone and create a bigger border around your comfort zone so that you're growing every day.
I think that's extremely valuable advice, because working hard and having that work ethic is fundamental, but also having an ability to manage multiple projects at the same time is not easy. And that's something that I see you doing every day with Marissa Breeze. Both of you work very effectively as a team, but independently you produce high quality work as well.
Thank you.
In terms of your background, you successfully completed a Bachelor of Arts at Wilfrid Laurier University, and you are currently completing a postgraduate program at George Brown College in digital marketing. So with your experience and your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to someone who perhaps is interested in attending George Brown College and completing a program in digital marketing?
Just that don't let your background negatively impact your future. If you don't feel like you've done, you know, if you've maybe followed a path that isn't where you see yourself pursuing a future. I was really interested in the subject matter of psychology. I never found myself interested in a career in it because they're often very concentrated in academia. I didn't really see myself pursuing a career that way. But then I realized it does, you have to kind of think, look at it from a different perspective and think of what else it's done for you. It, you know, an undergrad has taught you organizational skills. It's taught you time management skills. It's taught you how to work in collaboration with others and learn how the other people work and accommodate their needs and their wants and work ethic. So those transferable skills can take with you everywhere. And that's when, if you want to get into, say, something that's completely unrelated to your foundation that you've laid, learn what transferable skills that you've accomplished will help you bridge that. So I quickly realized that psychology does transition well into marketing to understand how people think and how to meet people's needs and wants. So there's a lot of different fields that can get you into, for example, marketing, that the transferable skills will really serve you well.
And it's interesting that you bring up psychology, because while I was in the process of declaring my major, I remember being at the University of Waterloo in my first year, and I didn't know what I was going to select as my major, but I had an opportunity to take a lot of courses in psychology, legal studies, sociology, and I decided to declare my major in legal studies. However, even though I completed my bachelor's, my honors BA in legal studies at the University of Waterloo, I took as many courses in psychology as possible, just because I feel like it's one of those things where it's transferable. Whether
Absolutely.
You pursue a career in marketing, in law, in business, it's one of those things that is highly valuable. Understanding human behavior, understanding how marketing can affect one's interests in, you know, reading an article, one's interest in listening to an interview, one's interest in becoming a member of an association is so fundamental. And I think that a lot of people today realize that psychology is not only transferable, but it's one of those fields that allows you to understand behavior, allows you to communicate with your audience, it allows you to obtain a better understanding as to what the viewer might like, what the viewer might be interested in, you know, learning more about. So with marketing and psychology, I definitely agree with you, because I think that understanding your audience and understanding your viewers and understanding what it is that a member wants to see and read is important to the success of any association, the success of any corporation. So psychology, for all of those who are listening to this podcast today, I think psychology is one of those things that will help you become well-rounded. It'll help you understand human behavior, and it can be applied to many different disciplines, many different fields.
Absolutely.
So Emily, with that being said, and with all of your experience and with your background, where do you see yourself? And I have to ask this question. It's an interesting question, but want to ask it. And I want to know where you see yourself 5 years from now.
You know, I give that question a lot of thought, and I think the answer changes on a regular basis.
Yeah. Same with me. Whenever my answer changes, like every week.
Yeah. But which is fun. It keeps you on your toes, I guess. You never get too comfortable. But,
yeah.
You know, right now, I think I see myself definitely in the field of marketing. And in an entrepreneurial kind of way. So it would be great to get some more experience working for other organizations so I can learn how to, you know, cater to a client's needs, cater to a brand's needs. It's very important to know, for NATO, for example, it's very important to know what message we're trying to convey and our brand and how to please our members that we already have, but also how to attract potential new members and how to reach a larger audience beyond the current audience that we already have. So, you know, it's great skills that in marketing that I'm currently learning that I'll definitely carry with me for other fields of marketing or any other jobs in marketing that I take. So I would like to, you know, over the next 5 years, get some more experience working for other brands in marketing, and then maybe at that 5-year point have my own kind of marketing agency or my own sort of marketing consultancy, consulting operation online.
I'll make sure to come to work for you. I'll apply.
I'll keep Great you job.
And Emily, for those who are interested in contacting you, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Probably my email. So it's emily.s, like Sierra, .dugan, D-U-G-A-N, @gmail.com.
Emily, I really want to thank you again for your time. It's been a complete honor working with you, and I really look forward to working more with you in the future. Would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
Just that no matter what you're interested in or where you come from, hard work will always pay off. Don't ever sell yourself short if you don't feel qualified for something or you don't feel comfortable in a new endeavor that comes your way. Work hard, study, take the time out of your day and research what you're doing, and you will always succeed if you work hard at it.
Emily, it's been a complete pleasure. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, Meg. You're always so positive and encouraging to be around, so you bring such a great light to this workplace. So thank you so much.
Thank you.